is Michael.
Hey, Michael, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday?
Doing well, man, doing well.
Good to hear. Sorry I missed you Monday. I was out on vacation. But when I came back Tuesday, EO was like, hey, give him a call.
Yeah, I don't think I ever responded to that text either. My week's been crazy as well.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. So I know I just kind of called out of the blue. So is this a good time now, or did you want to set something up for later time?
I got about like 5 to 10 minutes right now.
Okay.
And that's about it. But yeah, I got a few minutes to chat. And yeah, what I was reaching out about is, you know, I've never been sold on the idea of having somebody else manage the actual Google Ads campaign. But, you know, I'm a little bit open to it now because I'm strapped for time. I actually, you know, met with a Google Ads rep a couple times. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it actually screwed things up since then. And
really? Okay.
I'm actually, part of me that's wondering if it was a scammer. This dude had been calling for months, you know, off and on, and I just always hung up on him, so I thought he was just a telemarketer or something.
Right.
And, finally, you know, I gave him a second to talk, and, you know, it sounded like he was not, like, a sub for Google or anything. He was my actual Google rep. So,
okay.
You know, we talked. I did a, you know, we ended up, yeah, he gave me good, seemingly helpful info, and, you know, I met with him for, I don't know, half an hour one day, and then we had an appointment a few days later, and, you know, for probably an hour and a half, and we never asked for any money or anything like that. But it's just weird, because as soon as we got done, you know, like the next day, I started getting blown up with these, like, people applying for a job through the website, and it was just weird. Like, you know, I probably had, like, 30 applications, and sounds like, you know, our business info's been posted all over the world as far as, like, a job ad, you know, willing to pay for people's visas and all this stuff. So I don't know if it's related. It could have just been two separate things. And, you know, I tried reaching out to him, and he hasn't responded to me. So I don't know. But, yeah, you know, right now I spend, you know, quite a bit of money on Facebook. You know, I have the local ads going. I have, you know, Google ads and that. And I do like Angie's leads, things like that. That's really about the bulk of it. And, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm spending quite a bit overall, and I'd be willing to spend even more if I thought the money was going, you know, being spent well. And, but yeah, I don't know what all you guys do, so I'm just kind of curious how the pricing structure works and all that.
Yeah. So, what we do is kind of interesting. So, we do a 25% management fee on our Google ad campaigns. But what happens is Google gives us when you're spending $300, we get a $100 coupon from them, right, to apply. So, like, if you did the minimum at $300, right, you essentially, it's kind of weird. You have $325 towards your Google Ads, like your pay-per-click campaign, right? And our management fee on that is $75. Now, $300, it's not going to give you, a ton of traction, right? But that's kind of our starting point to show you, like, what we can do. And then you can always increase your budget or allocate more towards local service ads, whatever the case. But we have a full-blown, like, Google ad department that just focuses on that specifically, you know. So we are familiar with it, you know.
Right. And what does that entail? I mean, you know, because I had a company managing ads for me years ago, like probably 8 or 9 years ago. And, you know, it seemed like they just kind of got it set up. And then just like it was on, you know, just, you know, autoplay or whatever. And it didn't seem like they were actually keeping tabs on it and tweaking it as they go and stuff. You know, what's all involved, I guess, with that, you know, because I feel like in some ways I'm the one that, you know, I know the AdWords and a lot of that stuff probably the best. And, but it's really just a lot of the nuance, you know, just kind of more in-depth analytics and, you know, honing it in that I'm just not, you know, familiar with.
Yeah, so our main goal is client retention. The person that handles the Google ad department, like the supervisor over there, is Kelly Morgan. And what she does, right, or what her team does, is they'll set up like your keywords, right? They'll set up negative keywords too for like jobs that you don't want, basically, right? And they want to target it specifically for the zip codes, counties, or cities that you want to show up in. And they kind of play with it. So the first month of doing it, it's kind of getting a feel. Like, they'll go over, like, the highest trending keywords in that area, but sometimes those aren't the best, right? So they'll try to find, like, there may be keywords too that have less searches, but it's more productive, like it leads to more phone calls, if that makes sense. So they don't just set it and like forget it type of thing. We want it to be productive for you. But obviously, as you already know, like Google Ads, it's pay-per-click, right? So every time you're clicked on, it will take from that budget. It doesn't necessarily mean it's like a call or a set appointment or anything like that, right? So I know for a fact, though, they don't just set it and put it on autopilot. Like they will monitor it to make sure like it's bringing you results. And you'll have in your tracking system through us like full analytics showing you your budget, how many clicks, how many searches, et cetera, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys do any Facebook stuff? Just curious.
We do. So that's ran by Kyle and Lydia. So our Facebook ad department, same thing, it's a 25% management fee. Facebook ads are way less expensive than Google ads. So our recommended starting budget on that is just $100, right? And your clicks.
Is that like a month or what do you mean?
That's a month. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So right now, I mean, I probably spend on average $5,000-$6,000 on Google Ads, and you know, Facebook ranges quite a bit. Sometimes it's I spend $5,000 a month on Facebook. Sometimes it's $2,000. Sometimes it's none. It kind of varies. And you know, Facebook's always been a big source the last couple of years, but something they tweaked on there now is just like, you know, anytime there's like that send message button, like on an ad, which is typically what we do, and it worked really well. Now it's just like literally I get like 30 messages a day from people just saying like, take me off your list. You know, I'm not interested. Why did I get this message kind of thing?
And, right. Right.
Can't really figure out how to avoid that other than just not doing the send message button ads.
Yeah, I'd recommend, well, they would recommend you more than likely to take that off and put the call now button, like the click the call now. But Facebook, it retargets, right? So like if somebody types in like, cabinet installation, for example, anywhere online, Facebook and Instagram, they collect that data. So when they go to their Facebook or Instagram feed, those ads will show up on their feed, right? What's really important with those Facebook ads is, again, the target area, just like Google Ads, right? And it's kind of playing with it the first month as well. But, yeah, our minimum requirement towards that is just 100. But, obviously, that's just a starting point. Like, you'll want to increase that as time goes on, for sure, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And yeah, I'm curious too. I've just been so busy. Like I haven't spent much time, you know, looking at the local ad stuff either. So I don't really know. I know there's been a lot that came through and then it looks like you guys did dispute it and they were approved.
Yes.
And let me see here. But yeah, I guess I need to go back and just, I guess, listen to some of these because I don't know what's what. You know, I haven't really been tracking them. Let's see. But so you guys do kind of, because there's one that says request Jesse Howard that I know was not totally different than what we wanted. And I can't tell if we were charged for that one or not. So it says completed next with a clock.
Let me real quick. Give me a quick second. So let me go into tracking paid ads. Jesse, do you know the phone number?
Let's see,
963-3237. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. That dispute was approved. Yeah, so you weren't charged for that one. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, it's weird because some of them say dispute approved next to it, but then some just say completed with like a little clock next to it. So I don't know what the
so it
the
should say charged. What I'm seeing on my end is charged and not charged, right? And then it'll have valid or dispute approved. So like on the charged one, like for example, I'm looking at the one you just gave me, right? It'll say charged next to it, but then it says dispute approved with like a check mark. I'm not sure if your tracking is the same on your end.
Yeah. A little different, it's weird because there's a lot of different designations. So, like, his says, all it says is completed with a clock, you know, the one under it, the 720-829-0005, that one says charged, and then it says dispute approved. And then, you know, the one under that just says completed, completed, and then one says charged, dispute approved. And then, you know, I see one that's charged or not charged, valid. And then charged, valid.
Weird. Okay. Yeah, I didn't. I thought it, and this is good for me to learn, right? I thought that you guys see the same tracking from your end. So what I can do, and I need to get with, you know, Perry and Bonnie too to see exactly like how it's showing on your guys' end, but I could set up an appointment, with Bonnie, you know, or Ivan, whichever one's available first in the time that works best for you, so they can go over those with you like in detail. And then,
sure.
I need to set a meeting myself too. Cause I always, you know, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, and I always thought
right.
you guys see the same tracking. So I'm really glad you brought that up to me, you know?
Yeah. And you know, I think I'm just on the dashboard. So I don't know if there's like a different place or something, but
no, it should be dashboard, and you don't want to look at all leads. You're going to look at paid ads. So you want to click the one to the way right that says paid ads.
Right. And yeah. So this does include the ones that are not, aren't that they're disputed too, right?
Yes.
It looks like it online.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I'm sorry. I really got to take this call here.
Yeah, you're good.
But, yeah, you can, you know, I'm open to meeting sometime soon. I'll shoot you a text back maybe and go from there.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, let me know what time works best for you, and then I'll give you a call. And we could set a call with Bonnie, too. That way she can go over that tracking system with you as well. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. All right, Michael. All right. You have a great rest of your day. Pleasure speaking with you.
All right, sir.
All right.